It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Do you ever sing, won't you be my neighbor, while I sing it? Please, won't you be my neighbor? You know, learning things like songs and new words and thinking about neighbors and friends are all ways of growing, growing inside. And part of the fun of that kind of growing is that it can go on all our lives. Now, before we do anything else, I want to go get something to show you. It's right out here. Now, if you'll just wait here a few seconds, I'll be right back. It'll be a little like peekaboo, but I'll be going to get something. Come on, Jimmy. This is a cat whose name is Jimmy. And he's a friend of mine. Such a fine boy. Yeah, such a fine cat. Isn't he a beautiful big cat? Look. Oh, please don't leave. He wants to go under there. Come on, Jimmy. Yeah, I want my television friends to see you. Oh, my, you're so heavy. I remember when Jimmy was just a kitten. In fact, I remember his visiting me right here in this place and my showing him to my television neighbors. I like to think about that time when you were just a little kitten. Yeah, just a little kitten. Oh, you like it there, do you? You like to sit there on the floor? Someday you're going to be a big cat like your mom or like your dad. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Come on, let's go see who's at the door. Let's go see who's at the door. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely?
Good day to you. Is this a good time for the pickup?
Oh, it's a perfect time, Mr. McFeely. Jimmy's a very frisky kitty.
Well, I'll take good care of him.
I know you will.
See you around the neighborhood.
All right, Mr. McFeely, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jimmy was little then, and now he has grown to be a big cat. The big cat he is today. He was born a kitten. And then he grew, and he grew, and he grew, and he grew, and he grew. And now he can do what a kitten couldn't do. His story is his history. He's grown to be a very graceful cat. Still pretty frisky. Mm-hmm. And everything that he's done is part of his history. Just like everything about you is all part of your history. You were born a little baby, and you grew to be able to do the things that you do now. Do you know any little babies? I brought a book of pictures of babies and children. You want to go over there? He seems to want to go over that way. I'll show you this. This is a book of babies and little children. Some neighbors of ours I'd like you to see. Thank you. And to think everybody was a baby once. All human beings start out being babies. I wonder if you ever think about the things that you can do now that you couldn't do when you were a little baby. Can you feed yourself now? Can you go to the potty by yourself now? Can you say some special words? Can you wait for a while for something you want a lot? Those are all things that babies can't do. Those things show how much you're growing. Oh, let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Hey, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you. You know, it's not often that I have a delivery and a pickup at the same place.
Well, I know you have a pickup because I've got... Well, can you wait just a second?
Yes, yes.
Jimmy's over here.
All righty. There he is. There's Jimmy.
Here's Jimmy. Here's your pickup, but I don't think I have any delivery.
But I have a delivery for you. Speedy delivery.
Well, I don't think I ordered any flowers, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I know you didn't, but Betsy and I are giving flowers to all of our best customers this week.
Well, thank you for that. That is just beautiful.
I'm
just
putting it down. Let me take Jimmy from you there.
He's a fine cat.
He certainly is.
Uh-huh. What a nice idea. Is that all part of your advertising campaign?
All part of the campaign. And we grew the flowers ourselves so we could give them away.
Well, they're very nice, and I thank you for them.
You're quite welcome. Oh, by the way, how's the bean plant coming along?
I haven't checked it today, but I will.
Well, you have these flowers to look at until the plant grows.
I certainly do, and I thank you for that.
Speedy delivery to you.
It certainly is. Bye-bye, Jimmy. Bye, you fine cat.
I'll take it back to his family.
We've all grown, haven't we?
We certainly
Jimmy,
have.
Jimmy, you and I.
Bye-bye.
They're beautiful flowers. To think the McFeelys grew those and would give them to us. When I was little and I gave some flowers to somebody, flowers that I found, like dandelions or daisies or weeds, I would just cram them into a glass and give them. I didn't know anything about how to arrange flowers so that they would look fancy. But I always gave my flowers with love. And of course, that's the best arrangement for anything. The McFeelys obviously give theirs with love, too. I'll just put those there. And let's check to see how the bean plant is doing. Takes time to grow, doesn't it? We'll give it some mist. Takes time and a lot of patience. But there are lots of things we can do while we're waiting for growing. I'll just set up the neighborhood of make-believe. There's the factory. What's this? Museum go-round. Daniel's clock, platypus mound, that's a surprise. X and Henrietta's tree. There. Now, last time we pretended that the people and animals of the neighborhood of make-believe were concerned because there was some big thing rolling from Westwood toward where they live. When she heard about it, Lady Elaine Fairchild thought she'd call Purple Panda to see if anyone on planet Purple knew anything about it. Among other things, let's make believe that Purple Panda comes for a visit right from planet Purple. And what do you suppose that big thing will look like? Do you think it'll be as big as a chair or a table or a sink or a refrigerator? Okay, trolley. We'll think about those things in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Of course it's a purple light emergency. You don't think I'd call for nothing, do you? Now, is Purple Panda there? Yes, and thanks. Is that you, Purple Panda? Well, I need you here in make-believe. As soon as you can come. Well, that was fast.
Now, Purple Way.
Right you are.
Now, what is the emergency?
There's a big thing that's rolling here from Westwood, and I thought you might be able to help us with it.
What kind of big thing is it?
Nobody knows. At least I haven't seen it.
Is it purple?
Oh, I forgot to ask. But they said it was round, so I thought you'd know something about it. After all, you're from a round planet.
Excuse me, Lady Elaine.
Oh, hi, Neighbor Aber.
Hello.
You know Purple Panda, don't you?
Oh, yes, of course. Hello, Purple Panda.
Hello.
I've come to warn everybody that the big thing is almost here.
What do you think will happen?
I don't know. In Westwood, all it did was roll right through.
What color is it?
You'll soon see. Shall we go to the castle?
You bet your life. I'm ready.
Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Have you a report on the big thing?
I do. It's just about to arrive in this neighborhood.
From which direction? Oh, I don't see... Oh, look who's coming.
Here we are.
Why, it's only Purple Panda. Welcome, Purple Panda.
Thank you, King Friday.
Everybody's been thinking you're some scary big thing. Look, everyone, it's just our friendly Purple Panda.
I am not a scary big thing, King Friday.
Of course you are not.
No. I am not. But what is that huge round mass rolling in over there?
Now that's a different story.
See what they mean, Toots?
Call out the troops.
Oh, excuse me, King Friday, but... That big thing didn't do any harm in Westwood. Couldn't we just wait and see what happens here?
On one condition.
What is that?
That you and Mayor Maggie and Purple Panda speak to the big thing and see what it plans to do.
Your troops at your service, sire.
You may guard the castle, but hold your fire. Our representatives will speak to the big thing.
Very good, sire.
Intermediate delegation, proceed.
I'm out of here.
Hello, big thing.
You are no longer in Westwood.
You have rolled into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Are you planning to roll on out?
King Friday the 13th, who lives over in that castle, has called the royal troops out and considers using force, but we were hoping that wouldn't be necessary.
We're really peace-loving people around here. And as mayor of Westwood, I'd like you to know that I'm certainly grateful that you passed us by.
And maybe you will pass us by, too. I wonder what that means.
I'll go tell King Friday.
What will you tell him?
Well, I'll tell him that the big thing kind of teeter-tottered. Keep talking peace and passing on. That seems to get the most response.
We will.
Oh, Daddy, I just heard the big thing is here. What are we going to do?
We're negotiating right now, son. Yes.
I wish I could help. If I were great big, I'd...
Neighbor Aber, I presume?
Correct. As usual, King Friday.
Your report?
We seem to be making some progress, sire.
Would you like some force?
Oh, no, not yet, but thanks.
We're backing you up.
All the way.
You are impressive, troops.
I'll help too, Mr. Aber.
Well, thanks, Prince Tuesday. Peace is the word.
Very good, neighbor. Yes.
As soon as we mentioned peace and passing on and things like that, the big thing kind of teeter-tottered as if it were happy or something. It was nice.
Looks very hopeful. There's growth in this situation.
I really do think so. I mean, if we can talk and think and feel peace, we'll all be the better for it.
Feel peace.
Think peace.
Yes. Yes, Trolley.
Peace is the word, Trolley.
Peace is the word. Yes, peace is the word.
What do you suppose that big thing really is? Looks like a big walnut or an egg or a bean or something to me. Well, we can pretend it to be anything we want. Do you suppose it was little one time and grew to be that big? Or do you suppose it started out big? Do you like to make up stories about little things that grow big? Well, I want to play a game with you. I'd like you to take a good look at all of these places in the neighborhood of make-believe, and then I'm going to take one of them away and see if you can guess which one I take away, all right? Not Purple Panda. I'll just put him back here. You ready? Now don't look. And I'm going to take one away. All right, now you can look. Which one did I take away? The tree. Mm-hmm. Let's do it once more. Now I'm going to take one other away. You ready? Now look. Is it the castle that's gone? Right? Okay, now I have to put these all away. Because after you play with things, you put them back. The museum go round. The mound and the clock. See if I can take them all at once. There, it's time to feed the fish. There you are, fish. They look hungry. All colors of fish, all sizes. Fish are like people in that they grow little by little inside and outside so they can become big fish. The way children grow little by little inside and outside so they can get to be grown up. Show you this book. You know, I showed you the baby and the children's pictures earlier. Now, I want to show you that those babies and children grew up to be adults. This baby grew up to be this woman. This baby boy grew up to be this man. This little girl grew up to be this woman. This boy grew up to be this man. This boy grew up to be this man. And this girl grew up to be this woman. This boy
grew up to be this man. All neighbors here. And this girl grew up to be this woman. You see, children can grow to be adults, outside and inside. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you almost always try. You almost always do your best. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, in and out. You're growing, all about. Your hands are getting bigger now. Your arms and legs are longer now. You even sense your insides grow when mom and dad refuse you. So you're learning how to wait now. It's great to hope and wait somehow. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size. The times when you found great surprise in growing up. And they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, all about. Somebody at the door. See what growing people are here. Oh, it's the Kwongs. Hi, Eva.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Una. Won't you come in?
Yes.
I'm so glad to see you.
It's nice to see you, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Eva. I'm glad to see you, and this is my television neighbor. This is Una Kwong and Eva Kwong.
Yes. Yeah. Last time we were here, Una was a baby.
Yes, she certainly was. Look how much she's grown. Would you come on in? You've got a book with you.
Yes, we were just at the library.
Uh-huh. Would you read the book for me? Mm-hmm. Are you reading now?
Yes, we just learning to read this year.
Well, let me see this.
What's one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Uh-huh. And here is one fish. And here are two fish. And this one?
Is red.
It's a red one.
And this one is a blue one.
And that is a blue one. And on to the next page.
Black fish, blue fish, old fish, new fish.
And it is black, blue, old, and new fish.
A baby fish. Uh-huh.
This one has a little star.
Where is that little star?
Right there.
Nice. And what about this one? This one
has a little car. Say, what a lot of fish there are.
Yeah, what a lot of fish there are. I have a lot of fish in my place, too, you know, that I take care of. Mm-hmm. You know them, don't you? What about this?
Some are thin and some are fat. The fat one has a yellow hat.
And that one is fat, and it does have a yellow hat, doesn't it?
It's silly.
Uh-huh. It's fun to read silly things.
From there to here, from here to there, funny things are everywhere.
They sure are.
Here are some who like to run. They run for fun in the hot, hot sun. Oh me, oh my, oh me, oh my, what a lot of funny things go by.
What a lot of funny things go by. Thank you for showing us that.
You're welcome.
You certainly read very well. Do you like to read?
Yes.
You do. I bet you've read to her, haven't you?
Yes, we try to read. We read every day, and we like to go to the library, too, and borrow books.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I'm mighty glad to have you for neighbors. I just remember when you were a tiny baby. Thank you for coming to show us that.
Thank you,
and
Mr.
to read to me. I hope you'll come again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, my dear. You can learn through reading all of your life. Thanks, Eva.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Una. I have wonderful neighbors. Gives me a good feeling, you know, to know that people are really enjoying their reading and they're growing. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day, you know how, by just your being you. Sure, you may have some pictures of yourself as a baby or as a young person. And you save those pictures because there'll be a day when you get grown up that you'll want to look back and see how much you've grown. Outside and inside. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.